The latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics found that the unemployment rate among recent college graduates increased to 12.3%. And a Wall Street Journal report about the prevalence of job scams targeting college grads toss in the need for a solid, dependable network to leverage during your job search becomes huge. Tips from networking expert Ivan Meisner, author of The Third Paradigm. Ivan, help out our young adults.
Yeah, you know, it's been a long time since I was looking for a job, but I have taught for the last 25 years at universities, and I've seen this. And it's really important that they go into it with a number of things in mind. One is they have to understand that desperation is not referable. So you have to cultivate a confident mindset, and you have to approach, you know, your job search with confidence rather than hopelessness. If you don't do that, if you don't have that abundance mentality, you're going to fail.
Well, you've seen these people like post, TikTok videos or whatever saying, I have 500 resumes I sent out. I can't get anything. Why would that be?
Yeah, because resumes don't get you jobs as a rule. Statistics, it's clear. There is a lot of research on this that the overwhelming majority, the last time I saw it was on a LinkedIn-related survey, and it found that about 80% of all jobs were gotten through a referral. And so that's why it's really important to do a couple of the things that I'm going to talk about here in a moment. But the second thing that the students who are graduating need to recognize is that they have to clean up their online presence. Before they start asking for referrals, they need to clean up their online presence. Ensure that all your social media accounts project a professional image. I remember a few years back, you know, me considering hiring some student that just graduated, and I looked at his social media profiles, and this guy was dropping the F-bomb constantly on his social media, and he was angry about this and angry about that, and I'm like, this is not the kind of culture that I want infused into my existing healthy culture. And so he was off the list immediately. So clean up your online presence.
Maybe get rid of that picture of you giving the middle finger with your baseball cap backwards and your eyes glassy too.
Yes, that's exactly it. Don't do that. Or the drunken photos at a party. You know, maybe it's time to take those down, especially if you'd like to get a good job. If people think, well, it's not fair. Life's not fair. Get over it. Buck up, buttercup. You got to recognize these people are going to hire you, and they want to hire somebody that's coming across professional.
We're speaking with Dr. Ivan Meisner, networking expert, author of a book called The Third Paradigm. We're talking about best approaches here for college grads searching for a job this spring. Point three.
Three, leverage existing relationships. So let's start by connecting with friends, family, business contacts, both in person and on platforms like LinkedIn where you can connect with them. Now, four is similar to three in that four is about categorizing your contacts. So once you have, you know, all the connections that you have personally, you want to prioritize them, active, passive, dormant. So the active are the ones that you want to start with, which is what, leveraging existing relationships. But then take a look at your passive contacts, people that maybe you haven't, through benign neglect, you kind of haven't stayed connected with, or dormant contacts who you just haven't talked to in ages. Now, you know, I'm in the business of helping people get referrals for business. But in that case, it's all about trust. Somebody has to trust you in order to refer you. But it's different with a job. And there's research that was done years ago by Grosvenor that talked about the strength of weak ties. And when it comes to getting a job, weak ties actually can work. Just somebody that knew you at one point, they're willing to refer you to a company because that company's got to do their due diligence to see if there's a fit or not. So categorize your contacts. Next, tap into diverse resources. The more diverse resources you can create, the more successful you're going to be about getting out there. So, you know, neighbors, professional organizations, past clients, community groups, your personal contacts. Networks are by nature clumpy, that's the technical term. They're cluster-like. We hang out with people like ourselves. So the more you can connect with some people that don't look like you, sound like you, have the same background as you, have the same educational background as you, the more connections you're going to make with people.
Thanks, Ivan. Ivan Meisner, author of The Third Paradigm.